And Stan was checking his tune, and he said, "What is it? Everybody in this room is so out of tune. This is awful." I looked over to Turner, and I said, "That probably is because you're set to 420.
You know,
just little tiny buttons on the side.
I hate how that happens.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Well,
it's
like
all
of a sudden you're stuck back in 1820
or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I love the assumption, everybody in this room is out of tune.
That's what it felt like. I was in tune with my tune, but my tune was not tune with everybody.
Well, we're going to get started, I think, and we need to let you to let us know if you can't hear us. We think we have enough power on here, but we will rely on you to say more banjo or less banjo. Anyway, so we're going to get started here. We are a combination of various elements that make up this group tonight we're calling Crabgrass. You never know where that's going to crop up. And I'm Daisy Nell, and this is Captain Stan, and we often appear with various crabs to make up Crabgrass. Tonight we are with our friends Maria Walters on the dobro, Dimitri Lefterakis on the bass, and Joe Kessler on the fiddle. And we are very glad to be back in Rockport for first night. But I've always asked this on first night. Am I the only person that wonders why it's not called last night?
Yep.
You know, anyway, so.
You don't stay up late enough.
That's the thing. It's been a while since I watched that ball drop. But didn't they used to have a ball in Rockport that was like a big basketball that dropped down in the middle of the street?
They drop it from the fire truck ladder.
A fire truck ladder, yeah, exactly. Do they still burn a privy on the 4th of July on top of the bonfire?
Yep.
See, that's what I love about Rockport. Real down home New England. Well, we're from Essex, we're very advanced. So we're going to do a variety of songs tonight. Some people think of Stan and me as being associated with maritime music or songs about the sea and the shore, especially around here on Cape Ann. But for many, many years, we've had members of our group who aren't here tonight, Pat Ponlin and Jack Schwartz, who are real bluegrass guys, they've nudged me closer and closer to the edge of bluegrass all these years. And now, with the addition of Maria and Dimitri, they're hardcore bluegrass guys.
Yes.
And there's no escaping it. So. That's why we're Crabgrass. By the way, Joe Kessler can play absolutely everything, and so he thinks he's hiding behind me, but you'll hear him. Joe plays every kind of music you can imagine. He's been about 14 different bands, and happens to be available tonight. And I should let you know that the reason why he's available tonight, if you are planning to stay here or go away and come back at 8 o'clock, Tom Eaton and Pick Three are not playing tonight. He's called in sick. And Joe was going to be playing with him. And now it's his loss, our gain. Or maybe your loss,
our gain.
And today we have Joe playing with us tonight. So we're going to start off with an old A.P. Carter folk song, which is a perfect example of crossing the bridge between a little bit of folk and a little bit of bluegrass. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay, kids, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Bye.
Singing, and it was all totally wrong. I mean, I thought they were all going to die right there on the stage. Their boss lady blew it.
Did you start over again?
I did. I just stopped the whole thing. I said, my fault, not their fault.
All right.
One, two, three, four.
Say,
For tissue, but this is popularly called a dobro. It's an outgrowth of the Hawaiian guitars. It got brought to America over here, and people thought, oh, we'll play bluegrass with that Hawaiian guitar.
Yeah, it was the Parallel Brothers in the 1920s that started.
Right. Okay, always faster, right?
What are we doing?
We're doing the Steve Harper egg.
Yes, much faster.
Okay.
George.
1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry. That wasn't fast enough. He likes it faster, I like it slower, so we just argue on stage about it, so give everybody the real feel for playing music together.
We'll figure it out.
1, 2, 3, 4. The light. Back to your arms once more. mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, sea of heartbreak. Well, one thing we love about bluegrass music, or not, love about bluegrass music is grammar. So this next song is called Think of What You've Done. What's wrong with that? Well, that's going to feature Dimitri Eleftherakis singing on this one and playing the bass at the same time, which is tricky. You probably noticed that we have just one microphone here, and it's a magic microphone. It knows all the EQs of our voices and our instruments, and somehow it all works. And not to stand too much in front of Joe Kessler, I'm sure you'll be hearing from him as well.
I'm stuck a second mic in, I'm sorry.
You're in the magic mic mix. All right, I'm going to move over this way so you can...
PFC?
Yeah, see.
Yes.
It is.
Play a verse through, and then sing the chorus and then the verse.
That's right.
Okay, we're with you.
That was the opposite way, but that's okay.
That's why I said it. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's called The Bramble and the Rose. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
ourselves into each other.
Something and it sounds like it was written 100 years ago. And she lives down in the south somewhere, probably in
Nashville. North Carolina. Red clay.
Yeah, so this is about red clay.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And it's going to star Daisy on the banjo.
Yes. Can't make out.
Well, the boys all dance with the girls from the city, and they don't care to dance with me. Now it ain't my fault if the fields are muddy and the red clay stains my feet. Well, it's under my nails and it's under my collar, gets on my Sunday.
Thank you.
the sea at this point, away from the red clay and back to the Atlantic Ocean. In the annals of maritime history, the name Joshua Slocum is known by many people as the person who sailed around the world alone, and he left on his voyage in 1898. And he came to Gloucester and was heading out across the Atlantic Ocean, and of course, in his journal and in his log, which are sometimes the same and sometimes different, depending on if you have your own boat or if you have to keep it for the Coast Guard. But anyway, he took a lot of notes, and of course, he wrote the famous book, Sailing Alone Around the World. And these words from his journal were taken by songwriter Dylan Buston and turned into a song that he put into a tune that he thought might go with the times from 1898, early 1900s. And it was Joshua Slocum speaking to the moon, saying, don't get hidden behind those clouds. I need to see where I'm going. It's an A. A for Atlantic. Songs we choose and to put in our repertoire, but they somehow all connect to our life. In 2014, we sailed our boat. We have a little black schooner called Redbird, and we sailed her home from Portsmouth, Virginia, and we went up through the Chesapeake Bay to bring her home to a band. And that's exactly right. It took us so long to get home, we decided we could have actually walked home from Virginia. And we have a friend who is a fellow competitor and member of the group of schooners who comes here every year for the Gloucester Schooner Festival, and he kept sending me emails saying, only 56 days to the Schooner Festival, you gotta hurry up. But we learned this song while we were making our way home from what we refer to as the Odyssey. So here's a little song from the 1930s called Sailing Down the Chesapeake Bay. One, and two, and three. Captain Zebulon Tilton from Martha's Vineyard, and he had a schooner called Alice Wentworth, which was a famous schooner up and down the coast. He picked her up. He picked up any kind of cargo he could, and he was one of these guys that could sail home in a snowstorm, and nothing would faze him. He was famous for making outrageous statements. You'll hear a few of them in this song written by Larry Kaplan, and it says things like, any fool can work an engine, it takes brains to work a sail. So he was famously quoted for some of his favorite witticisms, and he used to walk down along the seashore with his two daughters, Rosie and Gertie, when he retired, and he wasn't really keen on retiring, but at some point someone took the keys away and said, Zeb, you're not sailing there anymore. The boat went on to have a history after that as a windjammer in Maine. And the schooner was Alice Wentworth, and the man was Zebulon Tilton, and the song is Old Zeb. And it's one, two, three. Four. Take ourselves a little break, get a little bit of water. I think water is what we need. It's our sound system is set for a small hall, loud hall, low ceiling, dry heat. So we're going to make a few adjustments. But anyway, we're going to do one more for you here now tonight. And I wanted to just take a minute to thank Joe Kessler for coming and joining us tonight. He'd never heard that song before, by the way, until this very, very moment. He's a magician. And in case you came in here late, this is Maria Walters on the dobro and Dimitri Eleftherakis on the bass.
Yep.
And if you didn't know it already, I'm Daisy Mellon. This is Captain Stan. And we're going to do a song now that I wrote a few years ago for an older captain, kind of like old Zeb, but it's not about anybody I know. And it's about a captain who might be getting a little older, and people are trying to say, you know, you should think about, you know, why don't you get yourself a speedboat, this sailing thing, you know. His reply is from an expression my grandfather used to say all the time when he got older and older. We'd say, your hair's getting really white. And he'd say, well, there may be snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the chimney. So here's this little song that Captain Stan's going to sing to me. I'll get it going right up there. There you go.
the skipper of this old ship. We're a pair, yes, she's a keeper. She's my mate, and I love her, that I know. I have sailed for all aboard, and they say it's time to leave her. And I say, what the hey, I got plenty years to go. There may be snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the chimney. 50 years, yes, it's true, I've been sailing on the bay. So now, love, I'll be true. Will you have what I can give you? Will you take this old song and some pepper with the gray? Some folks say the sea is a mighty roaring master, and I know that I've seen my vessel too. And I know that my gal will be ready when I ask her. Lady dear, come with me, it is time to be.
There may be snow on the roof, but there's still fire in the chimney. 50 years,
yes, it's true,
I've been sailing. Chimney 50 years,
yes, it's true,
I've been sailing on the bay.